final question. You were saying that if you start out with some chanting to help focus the mind, mm-hmm. that that's helpful because you have to, you know, pay attention to the words.
Yeah.
Well, I guess maybe because I've done it so many times, like, I sometimes wonder, like, did I chant that thing right? Like, did I actually do that whole chant because I was daydreaming the whole time? Like, wow, how did I even know the words without even thinking about it?
Yeah. Yes, it's amazing what the mind is capable of. It's wonderful and amazing. I mean, even chanting Patimokkha. So, the chanting Patimokkha, what is it, about 45 pages of Pali that you have to chant very quickly?
13,000 words.
About 14,000 words, and you have to know letter perfect. And you think, oh, you have to really pay attention. But once you got it down, you can daydream as well. So it isn't just the chanting, of course. It's the paying attention to the chanting, using the chanting to bring up energy, using the chanting to be focused on what one's doing. There was a woman who I knew, a very good, solid practitioner, a Thai woman, and she was well into her 80s, and she was still reciting the Dhammacakka Sutta every day. But she said what she would do if she kind of lost her place or wandered, then she would start over again. So he said, here I am, getting 80-odd years old. Sometimes that chanting takes a long time before before I can get through it without wandering. But it was a practice, and she was very pure-hearted. So you can use it as a practice. And because it's tangible, then you can at least not fool yourself. There. Whereas sometimes when you sit meditation, I'll pay attention to the Anapanasati. Yeah, that's just what the Buddha told us to do. But then, you know, it's easy for the mind to wander if it's not really something fairly tangible and solid.